We got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today from the Department of Natural Resources, UP Coordinator Stacy Hoy on the microphone again with us, and it's been a while.
It has been.
It's been a long winter, actually.
It has been a long winter.
I think the last time you were here was still deer season.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, everybody's busy, and I know you got a ton of stuff going on, too. But I have questions about the range for you, and I want to get to that probably in our next Outdoor Report. I want to actually start with something that we've been kind of dealing with all winter, that you've sort of taken the bull by the horns and created an initiative to try and address this access points at our lakes during wintertime. So first of all, explain the problem from your perspective.
Yeah, so this goes back for many years. We actually had a conversation internally about doing something similar about 6 or 7 years ago. And because of all the dynamics that would be involved from a statewide perspective, it fell apart. So we're taking a different approach this time, looking at a possible pilot project that would be localized and then hoping to kind of gain some momentum from there. But we do have 1,600 sites across the state. And I want to be clear that we're not looking at doing anything at all those sites for winter access. But what we're looking for is identifying those sites that are really popular, that we want anglers to get out on and to have winter access capabilities and be able to have some consistency. So that's one thing that we haven't had in years past. And part of that reason, one of the big issues, is those boating access sites are mainly funded and supported, all the infrastructure, from waterways funds that come from boating registration. So we statutorily can't use your boating registration revenue for a winter access.
Snow plowing.
Right, right. So because the boats aren't having access to that. So, you know, we have over 85 restricted funds in the department. And so, you know, that's a lot of times we've talked about, you might see something come out to say, we're doing a habitat project and it's costing this much money. And then you're looking at it and saying, well, you just put $80,000 into the UP habitat project, but you can't spend $5,000 to plow out this access site. Why is that? So that's one of the challenges that we have when we start to have this conversation.
Well, I actually heard a lot of complaints about this, especially in the Gwinn area, which is where you're from.
Yep.
So I'm wondering how many people just were like, Stacy, what is going on with the access sites?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned this, and you and I have had a separate conversation on it, but all of the access sites have a phone number on them. And that goes to our parks crew that oversee this. And literally, we got one phone call. And so a lot of this came from people talking and some of the online forums. So I think it's really important to, you know, give us a call. Give me a call.
You're saying you weren't specifically getting direct feedback there. You just heard people complaining about
it. Honestly.
Like the rumor mill.
Yes, yes. So I think it's important that if you have a complaint or a comment or a concern, please call us. It's great to post it, and I do that myself. It's great to post it, but please follow up with some type of way that we can be A, aware of it, and then B, try to fix it. And I know you heard it, and I heard it kind of anecdotally from other people. And then, so that's something that we want to make sure we're clear about. And we have a lot of those opportunities available, whether it's, you know, Conservation Coalition or our public meetings, and we'll talk about some of those coming up. So try to be part of those.
Well, you mentioned public meetings, and I know we're going to talk about the range in our next Outdoor Report, and I actually am going to ask you a question about the gray wolf thing going on at the federal level, too. So can we get a little bit more time from you later this hour?
Absolutely.
Stacy Hoy, UP Coordinator for the DNR, and we'll talk about this and more. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.